He Said, She Said, Lecture 9, Talking at Home, Gender in the Family.
As I mentioned earlier, I received a grant from the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, and incidentally, I had a partner in this research. The grant was to me and Dr. Sherry Kendall. We did this work together. The goal of the project was to see how dual-career couples integrate their family lives and their work lives. Although that was the goal of the larger project, what I want to focus on in this lecture today is how gender patterns emerge as parents balance the dynamics of power and connection. So it brings together my work on gender with my work on family interaction. And you can find more of this in my book, I Only Say This Because I Love You. I want to also in this lecture introduce a concept that's more important for all communication, but which has special power in the family. The term I use is meta-messages, and I'm borrowing that term from the anthropologist Gregory Bateson, and I've mentioned him earlier too. Everything that we say has these two levels of meaning. The message is the meaning of the words. But the meta-message is what we believe it says about the relationship that we say these words in this way at this time. Our emotional reactions usually are not to the messages, the meaning of the words, but to the meta-messages. That's where our emotions usually come in. And we get the meaning of meta-messages from the way something is said, the fact that it's said, and often from what is not said at all, but from meanings that we already have in our minds from previous conversations. And that's something that's especially true in families because we've talked to each other so many times in the past that we come to a conversation already expecting what we think the other one's going to say. Let me give you a really quick example of a meta message in a family conversation. This conversation took place between a husband and wife. They're in a restaurant. He opens the menu, she opens the menu, and he announces, "I guess I'll have the steak." And she says, "Did you notice, dear, they have salmon? You like salmon." In this case, it led to an argument where he complained, "Will you stop telling me what to do?" And she complained, "I didn't tell you what to do. I just pointed out something I knew you would like. What's wrong with you?" Many people recognize this question, "Did you notice, dear, they have salmon? You like salmon," as actually telling him what to do, or at least indicating to him that she's not totally happy with the decision that he announced he had made. This example was given to me by the woman, and when I discussed it with her, she said to me, "I just pointed out something I knew he would like." And I said to her, "Well, supposing he had said, 'I'm going to have the salmon,' do you think you would have said, 'Do you notice, dear, they have steak? You like steak?'" Well, he does like steak, but she admitted that she probably would not have said that. That, in fact, it was her way of expressing her dissatisfaction with the decision that he had announced he had made. How do we resolve this difference? Well, I think if we think of it in terms of meta messages, we can figure out what the two of them were responding emotionally to. The meta message that he heard was, "She doesn't approve of what I said I would order. She's trying to control my every move." The meta message she was aware of is, "Caring. I care about you. Your cholesterol is high. The doctor told you to eat less red meat. I don't want to lose you." Both of these meta messages are there. Caring and controlling are often double meanings of just about any message with somebody that you're close to. And of course, in this conversation, it comes from previous conversations too, because he knows that she thinks that he eats too much red meat. And she knows that the doctor told him he should eat less. The challenge in families is to find ways to show caring without seeming controlling. Or put another way, we want to feel connected to each other, but we don't want to feel controlled. In that sense, we're on that same grid that I talked about earlier, finding the right balance of how close and distant you want to be, but also finding your right position on the hierarchy. So control is a way of expressing perhaps a hierarchical relationship.